or while live. Once we get some people
tweet it
here,
out.
Yeah, once we get
once
some
there's enough people,
here,
we start.
We'll start.
And by the way, you should probably see if you can talk to Copper Cab, because I noticed that the guy who edits his stuff is like, he's usually the episodes are coming out later than usual because he's also working on a movie, editing a movie. So he could need an editor for his videos on CTV.
True.
So I'm interested in that.
True.
Two-hand reverse. By the way, I'm making as much money as I would if I had already graduated and started working as a translator and made the maximum amount of money I could in that job.
Ha! That's a funny wiener right there. All right. Shortwave telecoms. My brain is short-circuiting right now because I was just writing. Now I gotta come back out of my own urethra, anus. Same thing. No, that's not the same thing. That'd be bad if that were the same thing.
Yeah, there's something going on in your brain, because earlier you said you're gonna pee out of your anus, and I think you're confusing.
Yeah. What if both were, where there was only one hole and both came out? One hole.
Sub to censor.tv just for Gav. He's hilarious. He is hilarious. And
he is hilarious. I watch his stuff, and it's great.
Incentivized for you to listen to every single podcast of his, because that's what I'm doing right now.
Yeah.
I don't like that the new GOML, they're live and they have like call-ins. I don't like call-ins, never liked them. But the podcast from before he started doing that, they are salacious, scrumptious, fantastic, amazing.
No.
No.
No. Maybe. Maybe you'll get some fellatio while you're listening to it, if you're lucky. Even though I'm a 25 NP2 user, lol, you're awesome and amazing.
You are based. That's something I am, like, that feels very right to say, is that basically nobody agrees with us. I like saying that.
I think it's just, like, a few chads in the chat.
Basically, nobody is on the same page. Nobody likes the stuff we believe in.
Like, yeah, like, in the same volume that, like, most other viewpoints.
Mm-hmm. There's like no volume close of people saying the stuff that, you know, saying stuff we agree with.
If we were able to, like, do, like, there are probably, like, a few thousand people on the entire planet that would, like, completely agree with us.
I would wager, I don't know how ridiculous this can get, but what, 30,000 people? That are on the same page as us articulately.
Well, you got me to give up alcohol and go back to church, so I agree with you. Awesome. That's really awesome.
Beast, you're a Chad. Officially Chad.
Officially.
Your IQ has just increased 20 points and your chin is now strong.
Mm-hmm. I'm just not Catholic yet.
Yeah, that's pretty easy.
Yeah. Man, I don't know how long I'm gonna have to wait for confirmation.
It doesn't feel like a huge, before you are religious, you look at becoming religious as a tall wall you have to scale. After you become religious, you recognize that was a little tiny fence.
Yeah. It's extremely simple.
And it had an opening in the front that you chose to ignore also.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I could have just went there, mm-hmm, instead of going this retarded way and,
like,
climbing,
yeah,
this trash can.
Yeah, what are the things? Like, get baptized, get confirmed, and just go to church every Sunday and pray the rosary.
Mm-hmm.
There you are, you're a religious person.
What this stream was even opened up for was the thought of people think that they are more temporally wide. That they're more temporally encompassing, that they take up more time than they actually do. Imagine, imagine just a tube from, I don't know, the 90s to 2020, to 2030 rather. And, you know, culture as what fills this pipe. People usually think that they're a much larger and longer portion of it, much wider portion of it.
Mm-hmm.
They aren't. It is the equivalent.
Well, like, Psychologically, what? It makes sense because other time periods are not really relevant at all. So you sort of, like, the relevance of right now makes it seem a lot larger than it actually is.
Yeah. It is the equivalent of being in school and thinking that you being popular in your little school ecosystem somehow is relevant or representative of the rest of society, when that's obviously not the case. It means nothing. It is the same thing, like, there's a lot of people, since forever, and it's always the same rhetoric, I guess, the same feeling you get from seeing their stuff, that they speak and act as if they were somehow definitive or some sort of centerpiece culturally because they have a niche. And this happens a lot when people start thinking they're going to make a change.
Right. There's sort of pretentious cultural groups that we don't like. That we, like, some of them we agree with, like Groypers, but they're just so, like, snobby about it that it's insufferable.
Niches are not representatives of the greater culture, the greater picture. What was that Alex Jones said? The big enchilada.
The big enchilada.
They are just carrots. I was just thinking about this from seeing... I just saw something about... What's that guy's name? Stephen Molyneux. And him and people like him, they have been around for like 20 years. And in the 60s, there were guys like him. Don't think that it was, you know, all hippies and whatever. There have been guys like that since forever. In the 80s, there were guys like him.
Well, everybody was guys like him.
There were people like him. There are revolutionary
people. At a certain point in time.
All around. But the truth of the matter is that they have followers and they are relevant within their own ellipsis, within their own vial of time that they have. But it's a job, is what I mean. They are not... We should stop thinking of people like that as shamans who can somehow interface with culture in a powerful way. They have a job. They are, and I mean more literally, guys like them, as in the guys who talk about it, who pontificate, whatever. I'm not even saying it's a bad thing, because we sort of do it too. But it's a job. That's one thing you cannot ever lose sight of. It's that it is a job. It's a profession. It's as much of a job as, you know, unloading trucks or building furniture. It's useful, it's good, but it's mm-hmm. just a job. You're not a yeah. shaman, you're not a prophet.
Yeah, the influence of it is... Which is the word. There is influence to it, but it's the same as, you know, taking out the trash, whatever you do. Being yeah, the garbage man.
So don't ever... I don't know if any of you will ever be in a situation where you'll have the sort of platform and, you know, microphone in your face sort of feeling that you might want to think that you're a prophet, because a lot of people think that they're prophets. And they start speaking, it's in their mind, and you're going to meet people like this in real life. Like, if you go to school, if you're going to school right now, there will be people in your school who think that because they're popular, that means something more about them, like they're somebody important. If you're working a job, there's a freaking hilarious thing about bosses, which is a lot of them, for you to get in that job, they ask you, like, oh, are you interested in the growth of this enterprise and this entrepreneurship? Like, that sort of thing. That sort of idealism of the job. It's entrepreneurship, making moves, big moves, we're going to grow and, you know, all that. You know what I'm talking about, that Casey Neistat, Ty Lopez sort of talk about entrepreneurship. You know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
That's the same thing as cultural speakers who believe and behave as if they were prophets. And in their mind, they are the innovators. They are the Kanye West, Socrates, whatever. They imagine themselves as Socrates in Athens Square saying the new things. Like Steve Jobs, Steve Jobs worship is a great example of this, because that guy was an a-hole. He didn't invent anything. He didn't even know how to make anything. He was just a marketer. And now he tried to market himself as this demigod, which is the perfect example of all of these people who behave like they are prophets, because they imagine themselves as the innovators, the breakers of the paradigm, all that stuff. Like it's TEDx, TED Talks, TED Talk
buzzword
speech
type
thing. They all speak as if they were, you know, in what is it called? A pedestal, and they're Socrates. That's how they speak. That's one thing you gotta break in you, and I'm guilty of it 100%. I used to do that to the point where it was like a game. It felt like playing The Sims for me. When you do and that's why I couldn't do it for it, because I went too extreme with it too quickly. And it was like, okay, this isn't me anymore. This is a product that I'm, you know, writing. This is a script. This is something mm-hmm. else. So it flew off my hands very quickly. But for some people, they adapted into their behavior. And that's, you know, that's and then when you talk to them in person, they still are talking like that, in big talk type mode, like they're a prophet. But no, it's just a job. It's always a job. Sam Hyde says, if you're a creative person, to treat your endeavor as if you were a blue collar construction worker. And that is one of the best pieces of advice for anybody, even blue collar workers. If you're the owner of a construction company, you're not, I don't know. Journalists do have this a lot. Well, they all think that they're, you know, writing for they look at their own resume with the word journalist on it, and they think that they're William F. Buckley, or they're, you know, some writer, what's the name of the other guy who did coke all the time and drank Chivas? Hunter S. Thompson. They think that they're them. They see themselves as them, and that, you know, they're writing for the New York Times in the 70s, and everybody's going to be, you know, mesmerized, and their article is going to become a tabletop book. It's all this idealism of your profession. Don't ever idealize your profession. You do it to the best of your abilities. Because, oh man, teachers do this a lot. Teachers worship yeah. themselves in front of you. They might as well be self-sucking. It's the worst.
Yeah, they do it. It's almost at like artist level in the way that they do it right in front of you. Like just like, mm-hmm. like masturbating in front of you is what it's like. Like I, you know, you ask why you haven't gotten your test grade back after 3 weeks, and they start complaining about how hard their job is.
Especially hard as I was thinking about this today, because I realized that I'm making money right now that I would be making if I spent the next 4 years of my life studying to be good at college and got the best job possible at being a translator.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm making that money right now working. Not a lot at all. This is good to realize this. We're not prophets. We're not hard workers. We're not geniuses. We're putting in work in a section of the market where people don't usually look at. And this is why we're making money.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah, we're just
there's nothing
retards.
Grander to it. It's a job.
It's yeah, I think that's really good to keep in mind, because think that's why I thought Gavin didn't have, like, crazy money, is because he doesn't think of himself like that or act like that at all.
Yeah.
He made a huge magazine.
Yeah.
And a bunch of successful stuff, and he's, like, still thinks of himself like just some retard. That's good. Yeah, I didn't think of the Sam Hyde artist thing on that axis. I was just thinking, like, it was mainly about, like, getting work done efficiently. Mm-hmm. Like, by thinking of yourself as a workman rather than an artist. I need inspiration to do things. Whatever. But it's also in the, like, area of not thinking you're that special, because you're not. You're just, you know, you're doing what everybody else does. You're working some part of the market that, you know, only you can do, and there's demand for, and it's what everyone does.
It is what everyone does.
Yo, Swam.
What's up, Swam? And if teachers, and it's the teacher example is the best example, in my opinion, because they're teachers. Their job is to talk in front of people and tell them things that the teacher presumes that they don't know. That's their job. And people on the internet talking about politics, they're the same thing as a teacher.
Yeah.
And some of them are becoming like teachers in that they think that they're prophets. They think that they are, you know, what is a good example of revolutionary politician? They think they're, I don't even know.
Maybe some communist revolutionary, but the opposite. Like, we're gonna lead a war, we're gonna do a coup, we're gonna change the paradigm, we're gonna do Mao Zedong cultural revolution.
So,
see ya, Mr. Kayo.
Like, even Joe Rogan, who's a giant right now, he's just working a job.
Yeah.
Even the reason why he's so successful is because he treats it like a job.
Mm-hmm. He just acts like some
there
schmuck.
Are like 4 episodes out a week. He's just keeping. He's disciplined enough to do that.
Mm-hmm.
He's always had, you know, multiple spinning plates like that. When he was younger, I think he still does UFC commenting. But he's always done a bunch of things at once.
Yeah.
And that's why he gets money. Like, I'm not even saying, yeah, you don't like Joe Rogan. That you know, I'm okay with that. That makes sense. A lot of people don't. But there's a reason to his success beyond just, like, he was already successful before he got Bernie Sanders and Kamala Harris on his show.
Yeah, you know? He does MMA stuff. He does stand-up comedy. He did like TV stuff.
He's like Gavin. He did all these crazy big things back then. Joe Rogan, I'm fairly certain, has made agreements with 3-letter agencies. Dude, watch the earlier ones. I remember when I watched every single one, every single Bill Burr episode. And that goes back to, like, Joe Rogan number 120 or something. And it was broke. It was broke. And he still was going, like, until, like, 500, it was a broke thing. It was a low, it was a good show. That was it. Like, of course, now he's getting endorsements and he's probably getting donations from free societies or whatever. Mm-hmm. But he is big enough to get that attention out of hard work.
Yeah. So the Bill Burr ones, the Jordan Peterson ones, Gavin ones, Alex Jones ones. All good.
Mm-hmm. There's more merch potential in Cringe Panda. Who do you want to sell merch to? Children?
Yeah, did you come up with that? That sounds like something your mom said.
You're not you are a child. You're not making videos that children watch. Cringe Panda.
Don't think boomers are gonna be. Well, boomers probably would, but like 20, 30 year olds.
I've always been concerned more with the aesthetic element of everything we make. Like every video I edit for Sophia, it's always I always try to do something cool with the appearance of it, with the aesthetic element of it. That's the whole point of costumes. That's the whole point of the, you know, color correcting and the effects and stuff. I don't try to go overboard with it, but I like to just make it look like nothing else. That's all that I'm interested in.
I've become addicted to Jordan Peterson videos. Been there.
Yeah, it's always good. You always go back to it. There's always like some corner, like nook of some topic that he has a lot of info on.
Yeah, I think Jordan Peterson is a litmus test for who we're gonna like and who we're not gonna like. If you think he's surface level, it's... You haven't been listening.
Rogan's original producer, Brian Redban, had wicked chemistry with his host. Yeah, I have bad feelings about Jamie for some reason.
Jamie, pull that up. Because
Rogan and Redban were both, like, comics. When you watch them talk, it's like people... It's like how people in 95 in a Howard Stern show would talk.
Wait, liberal. That's not the same difference, and also not the most important thing. And if you if that's the first thing that comes to mind about him, yeah, you haven't been listening properly.
Jordan Peterson is a bit of a weirdo. I don't really like him. He's very surface level. Well, about what? About politics? You can make that argument, maybe. I would say he's probably more correct than most people. He got mildly, like, there was a little detour, I believe, because he thinks the Enlightenment was a good thing. That was like that's the only thing that shapes his views differently than ours, I believe. But other than that, he's like, his principles are ace.
I haven't seen anything outside the politics and the wash your penis memes, to be fair, so maybe I'm being a bit unfair. Yeah.
Yeah. Most people are not watching
the lectures.
I don't know. I wouldn't even say they should, but I would say they should, actually. You probably should watch the psychological lectures, the personality psychology lectures, the biblical lectures. They're all
time
really
for bed.
Good.
Have fun. All right. See ya.
He's a classical liberal, but
Peterson tells Christians what they want to hear. What does that even mean?
What they want to hear.
What do Christians want to hear, and what is he saying that aligns with that?
I don't know. Do you like Christianity, Mighty Whitey? Rogan's dishonest about politics because it scares him. He's a big-hearted jock. 100%. I don't think Rogan is evil at all. He's not a political person. He has at least a couple of political peers that get in his head about stuff. But he's a good guy. Oh, that's cool, Cringe Panda.
Sorry about being in California. I always thought so. I've lived in New Hampshire. Yeah, I used to live in upstate New York. Moved here for ninth grade and then stayed here. But I'm not in a I'm not in any city or populous area.
Enjoy the quiet, the quietness. I'm just thinking, what exactly is the big problem? Do they see libertarians, classical liberals, you know, surface level conservatives as, do they see them all as alt-light? Is that the narrative?
I think so, yeah.
Because most of them are probably more effective than most people who are radical. In every single way. And I'm not talking effective because they get big gigs and have a lot of views on YouTube. I'm talking, they're like helping people. They're helping people. How's that? They have kids, stuff like that. They're not moving to Hungary because, you know, anything like that. They're not moving to Hungary and trying to date 14-year-olds.
Trying to date, yeah. Whatever. Imagine living in America at all. What's the alternative? Liechtenstein? If that's not your answer, then get out of here.
The reason I don't really like market liberals, libertarians, because, well, I'm an Anglo and the Tories effed up the country big time. How did libertarianism F that up? Are you talking about people who are pro open borders? Those aren't libertarians. Alt-light are just wrestling with the real red pills? No, they're not. It's you, that mentality is a lot like Regina George, that when people don't like you, it's actually because they love you and resent that you're not nicer to them. No, it's actually because they disagree.
Privatizing the whole country led to all the industry going abroad. What?
No, that has to do with regulating business, which is why
would
companies
that
go to other
countries. Yeah, like making it harder to set up a business in a country is the only reason businesses would go to other countries.
The whole country went unemployed almost overnight. Sold the country off to bloody China. Do you know why China has, you know, they're so powerful economically? It's because their regulations are basically
like people, yeah, people are pumping out
labor.
Like coal and yeah, like there's no, you can do whatever there and nobody will punish you for it, even though it's like communist or whatever.
Yeah, they're basically running on slave labor, so. And they, you know, when you disregard human value, you can get away with a lot for some time, which I don't think is going to end well for them. I advocate for looking at things over time. Don't focus on right now. And also because of intellectual property, I think.
Also love to the bloody Chinese and the Indians. Yeah, because those are countries where anything goes. So business is way more profitable. You don't have, you know, whatever crazy environmental regulations or whatever, or some
yeah, they'll,
steep
those guys
minimum
will take
wage.
Anything.
Yeah, exactly.
But this is how it is. They'll take anything, but if the first world nations were less regulated, the higher rungs of business would move back into the first world nations, and the third world nations would, as they do, they would go for anything. They would start going for the stuff that they are fitted for doing,
mm-hmm.
which is, you know, what they do. And if the Tories didn't privatize literally everything and
okay, so what you're advocating for is that the government artificially own industries so that they stay there. That doesn't work. because people are just not gonna like purchase their stuff. It does. You can't like impose that if the businesses want to go over like somewhere else. All you have to do is make the country more accommodating.
What bothers me most about Peterson is how he serves the question of whether or not he believes in God.
No, that he says he does.
That much.
He says he does. He just has some problems with that question, I guess.
Why can't you impose that? Here's a better question. Why do you think you can? Free market is guided by a government that has the power to stop things detrimental to the people. That's what you need.
No!
Who decides
guided
that?
By a government? What makes you think the government knows anything about what people need? It never works.
Because it benefits the nation. Okay, so if China was doing good because of slave labor, should we?
It benefits the nation.
Too?
So that's utilitarian argument. So we can
and
do
how
whatever
do you define
we want.
The nation.
The nation. Yeah, let's enslave like 5,000 people for the benefit of a few million. Because it benefits right? the nation. That's not a.
Explain to me how privatizing things makes businesses go away. Slavery does not benefit the nation because it is detrimental to the people.
Oh! So what about those businesses whose rights you're taking away?
Hmm. The nation is the people living within it. You realize that those people are not all in a unison voice, right? A benevolent king is the best form of government. This
are
is
business owners just not people? They're just not people because they're rich, I guess.
I'm with you.
Most of them aren't rich, actually.
A monarchy is great because it just focuses the choice on one guy, so that makes it less likely that things go wrong. But still, it doesn't justify or legitimize it. The closest thing to a king I can comprehend as all right is
why do big businesses and essential industries, why are their rights okay to violate? Because they're not just like abstract things that exist in their own, like there are people who own them.
Big businesses and essential industries should be nationalized. Well,
who decides what's
essential? This is the thing that everything the government does is backwards. That's a very useful thing for you to think about. So when big business gets nationalized, the nation gets big businessed. Because now those big businesses have political power. And they're concerned with profit and not with your well-being. That's what happens. You guys are corporatists? Nope.
Nope. Semi-quoting Sam Hyde?
And that's like,
what's your point?
If the police force is privately owned, would you be in favor of keeping it privatized? Because what about the people that own it? I would be in favor of keeping it privatized because it will probably be way cheaper and more effective.
Yeah.
And
what about the people that own
it?
Why
like
did
it,
their
I could
rights
sign it
suddenly
off.
Disappear?
If I didn't like it, I could
you
just...
You just said we couldn't do slavery...
Leave the community
because it hurts the nation. Because the nation is composed of individuals. What about the individuals that own the big businesses and have stock in them and make their decisions?
Because the police force isn't privately owned, and now
the point is national socialism. Go away, you retard.
Now, if you might as right read Ragnar Redbeard, I'm gonna rape you. Let's see about that.
Dude, you're retarded. Just because Nazism is esoteric doesn't mean it's right. You think
listen,
I don't... Oh my gosh, man.
If the police force was private, you wouldn't get things like you just witnessed a flasher or a pedophile, you know, trying to groom a kid or showing their genitals to kids. You go to a cop, hey, could you stop what just happened? And he's like, I gotta take a report. Oh, I'm not... That's not my jurisdiction. That's what happens when Officer the police Fuddle force Gums. Isn't private. You get Officer Dumbledore.
Your argument is you are retarded. I just made my argument.
My argument is I'm gonna rape you, and I could.
Yeah.
I could.
It's fun
rape
for
you.
Me. It's fun for me, and I'm a white person.
And I could. If the police force was privatized, it would be privy to the interests of majority shareholders and not to the interests of the masses. Wouldn't the masses just stop paying? Oh, but then they would enforce it. Well, that's not private anymore, is it? I'm going to rape you as an argument? Yes, it is.
Don't ban people isn't? Yet. We're
I don't have
fun.
To. I don't have to make sensible arguments. I can just be stronger, and I probably am, and I could rape you.
Might is right. If might is right, then I'm gonna rape you.
I don't have to argue with you if that's your point. I can just rape you if might is right. Isn't an argument. I don't have to argue with you anymore because I'm just talking. We're just talking about might. Then we live in freaking.
At what point should government interfere with business? At no point. Never, ever.
What do you mean? What do you mean government? What do you mean business? Do you mean... obviously, there are... You can conduct immoral things in a business.
No, we don't have to talk to you because might is right. Why would I have a conversation? You just said might is right. Okay. Why would I argue if I can overpower you?
I have the power to ban you right now, by the way. And you exist at my mercy. if the business is making child porn, you don't need government, just kill them.
Yeah, if the business is doing ethical violations, just kill them.
Kill them. That's not a business.
Mm-hmm.
Kill them. That book, because you didn't put quotes the first time, did you? You said might is right. Read Ragnar Redbeard. But.
Yeah, you didn't capitalize it or put quotes around it.
Quotes. I have a better book for you to read called The Bible. What do you think of Zionism? They're not real Jews,
not your grandma
ethnically
Nazis?
Or religiously. No. You said a different thing than you claimed. You told us to read Ragnar Redbeard. I don't know who the hell that is. Some kind of Skyrim character? I don't read Skyrim-based food.
It does sound like a Skyrim book.
Sounds gay to me.
I'm not gonna read any books. Oh my gosh. It's the last
thing
I ever
want to do. You're lost. Oh, that's a biggie. Ah.
Yeah, because you're so much wiser than me because you went on poll because you've been lurking on poll for a year and you have a bunch of stats memorized and you know the 14 words and the 88 precepts. Crazy. Dude, you're awesome.
Don't use that
crazy.
Language. Can you please have some humor in you? Nationalization
mean
for businesses.
Okay, yeah, Mein Kampf is pretty mean, honestly.
So that's corporate welfare. That means big businesses can basically go unchecked and do whatever they want because they're one with government now.
Mm-hmm.
You realize that's not going to stay nationalist and right-wing for very long. None of these things are true. Where did you find that book then? Are you just a scholar? Are you that much of a scholar?
Nationalization for big business. Yeah, doesn't that just make them like 20 times stronger? You know why big business gets away with so much? Because they lobby people. How do you get rid of that problem? You don't nationalize big business. You get rid of the institution that they're lobbying that has artificial centralized power.
The railways over here got effed over by privatization because all the railway owners squabble and whatnot. What do they squabble about? Exactly. Because in America,
yeah, business is in the country's interest because it always fills some sort of demand in the market that people in that
in America, railways thrived, especially in the West, because there were basically, the government wasn't covering that part yet. So you were free to do anything. There was no property regulations. In Brazil, they regulated railways really soon. And
don't regulate media like either. Six. Why would you do that?
Like, really? Is it? Because I don't think it is. What do the railway owners squabble about? Because if they got the rights from property owners to build a train, then they can just to build the railway, they can just build it, right? Or are they getting their rights to use the property from the government? Because I feel like that's the reason why. Train companies and stuff. Yeah, what do they squabble about?
I'm waiting for Nemi to tell us about his sources that are not Pole.
Don't tell me to read books. Don't give me references. Just say what's
on Zionism. Stop asking the same question. What do you think? You think I love Jewish people?
They're not ethnically or religiously Jewish. We've already said this a thousand times.
It's not like wrong focus. They're not even Jews. Watch the videos. Pay me money. You help stop most of the corruption by making the people in the country are more nationalistic. To put it simply, today we are more. Oh, I guess not. But you make by making the people today we are more individualistic than anything, which makes us weaker to corruption. How are you going to force nationalism on people, and why would you trust the government to do that?
Making nationalism a concern of the government is exactly why they have control of the borders and they're opening it right now. Yeah, but we can just get rid of everything and just build a new one that is right wing. Yeah, governments used to be right wing.
What happened to that?
You help stop all corruption by becoming religious. Roman Catholic.
Not really. Oh, of course.
Third position.
Well, as if that wasn't already obvious. Ooh. Yeah, communism, capitalism, two sides of the same Jewish coin. A bunch of garbage I've already heard before that is just catchphrases that mean nothing and are retarded. Yeah, you're basically Chinese. Awesome.
You're basically Chinese. Our government is due for a reset. Like, what is the right amount of government interference in business?
Right wing and left wing is gay. I agree. I hate politics and you stupid goobers.
All sort of unethical endeavors need to get shot down, obviously, but that also includes the government. So how do we deal with that? Yeah, if somebody's committing fraud, you got to put them in jail. If somebody's producing child porn, you kill them.
What do you think nationalism is about? Nationalism isn't about borders. It's about the actual people that are in the country.
Yeah. Total individualism and freedom makes us weak, I believe. Depends what you mean by freedom. Because you only have freedom without responsibility when there is a nanny to take care of your oopsies. But if people are responsibilized, then everybody who misuses their freedom becomes.
Yeah. Guess who's the nanny? Guess who makes up for everybody's blunders? Make sure they never get punished for it. Just guess.
Do you think that if you let people get their way, that they're always going to be rich billionaires?
Nationalism can be about borders in some cases. Yeah, the types of nationalism that don't make any sense. But under the...
We respected individualism and freedom, but under the umbrella of a WASP country. Not really. Not really. Because it didn't stay that way for very long. It was already not being that way anymore before the government was occupied. And a lot of the founders were Freemasons and Protestants, not Catholics, which is obviously not good.
People really get duped into thinking that all the stuff they hate comes from the exact opposite place that it actually does. Funny how that works.
The enemy's less the immigrants than the indigenous enablers. You mean Jews? Because if you mean Jews, say Jews. We're not in Twitch. Catholicism is heretical, though.
Wait, I think you said you were Anglican.
Oh, my belly.
Isn't it like literally the guy wanted a divorce? The king wanted a divorce? And the
tree of liberty
said,
must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. That's an interesting thing, though, for you to say.
War is cool?
Because when the government got control of the forests, it just never allowed it to burn. Mm-hmm. You know, they fought against forest fires, and the forest died because they couldn't burn the bad trees as it naturally does. Naturally. Nature does that. Clears itself up. No man can speak for God but Catholics, or as I like to call them, the papal cult. I believe the Pope can speak for God. No, that's not what the Catholics believe. The Pope is guided by the Holy Spirit. Because
he's not
embodying
like
St. Peter.
Yeah, he's not infallible, despite the papal infallibility thing. Like, the second he says something that's not cool, it's like basically the papal infallibility thing is just like when he's not, you know, like saying anything that's heretical, you know, you gotta follow the Pope and whatever. But
nature also creates deserts and kills off species. Yes, it does. What's your point? That's not a bad thing. The current Pope is I wouldn't disregard a Pope because he believes in climate change.
Yeah, and refugee stuff. That's kind of besides the point. That's
the
politics.
The Pope is by default heretical,
religion.
Though, just by existing. No, he's
How?
Not. I just said he's guided by the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm. Successor
he's not
of Peter.
Speaking for God, he can't like say.
Like Anglican broke off from Catholic.
It might not be in our interest. It might not be in my interest to have to work to get money. It's my interest to just get paid for nothing. And everybody puts cakes in my mouth, and it's a huge birthday party for me every day. Does it matter that it's not in your interest?
Yo, Lithium Biscuit. Benedict was a righteous pope. What is it exactly you don't like about Francis? Like, I get like not being on the same political page, but again, that's irrelevant.
That's not in your best interest, Victor.
Religion.
Says who? You get to decide my best interest? Dude, I want birthday cakes every day. Do you though? What do you mean? No. And the Irish are Catholics, or there's that too. You have a problem with Irish? We might have a problem here.
We might have a serious problem here.
Yes, depending on what you want to accomplish. No, you don't get to decide.
You don't. Again, they tried to artificially stop forest fires, and guess what happened? When a fire started, everything burned because they didn't get rid of the dead wood.
Like stopping erosion, protecting certain species.
What happens when you don't, like, you know, kill off the Essie trees is that the big ones don't have room to grow. Forests suck.
I'm not
trash,
saying that.
And then all of it burns.
Like, do you think there's any occasion in which going against our human nature, and that includes our soul, by the way, do you think there's any occasion in that's good? Sounds like anti-Celticism? Celticism? Northern Irish are fine. Okay, you could have said anything about any other race, but you don't speak ill of the fine people of Ireland.
Francis is a commie. Benedict was a traditionalist. Francis is a commie. I don't think
he's a commie.
He's probably a leftist, but I don't think he said anything heretical or contrary to dogma or whatever.
He's like a Common Core South American lefty.
Yeah. I know. But it hasn't had any impact on, like, actual doctrine, so it doesn't matter.
Same thing as, like, goofy boomers, Democrat voters. Ireland belongs under the crown of Britain. You are disgusting. The Bible teaches that you should go against your natural desires, right? As an animal, not as your soul. Your soul has a nature. That's what I'm talking about. Methods don't get good because of the people applying them.
Or because
that's the big point.
What they're trying to accomplish.
It doesn't matter.
Socialism isn't magically cool once white people start doing it, or once they start doing it to save the white race or whatever. The context doesn't matter. One bit.
Obviously, Jews need to be kept away. Probably at all costs. Any other religions need to be ousted ASAP. Obviously, nations that are not nationalist and like ethnically homogenous to a large extent cannot function peacefully. Obviously. But also, socialism is not feasible. It's not effective. And it's not ethical. And it's probably gonna bite you. Not because you get rid of the stupid idiots and the mischievous evil Satanists that suddenly socialism is going to start working. Socialism unethical because it goes against the liberty of the soul. It violates the rights of innocence. That's why it's unethical. The IRA are interesting, because they're obviously nationalistic to an extent, but they're also Marxist, which is sort of like North Korean stuff. It's weird.
How is socialist? That's funny. I don't know, like, taking people's property and redistributing them at your own whims? How about that?
Obviously it doesn't work because you don't know how to apply it, and obviously you're not going to do justice to, you're not going to be letting it develop naturally, and your interests might be not good necessarily, but also because you are violating the rights of innocence. What violates rights is when the elites, you don't get to talk about something else.
Hold all this power at the top and the rest of the population lives in poverty. What rights is that violating? Tell me one.
They hold all that power in the top precisely because the hierarchy is artificial, man-made, not natural.
Yeah, like, the right to live? Or are they killing people? Are they, like... Because I get, like, bodily rights, you have control over your own body. Are elites going out there and chopping people's heads off?
What's your claim? That socialism fixes that? It doesn't.
Rich people may as well be. May as well. So they're not actually doing that.
Is your claim that socialism fixes
that? Well, because first of all,
it makes it worse. It's making it worse right now.
First of all, that's a Pareto distribution thing, and it gets worse when you add regulations and governments into the mix. But there will always be a Pareto distribution, and if you try to artificially get rid of it, it never works. How many people do you think have died? Why do you think healthcare is so effing expensive? And second of all, that's an indirect thing. You can't put blame on rich people for, you know, like, indirectly killing people because they have more money. Yes, a burrito distribution.
Healthcare is so expensive precisely because the government says, yeah, we'll just pay for the healthcare costs of everybody. And then, well, they have infinite money. They can print it.
Mm-hmm. And then the hospital's like, oh, we can make this. It's the same thing as college tuition. Oh, now we can make this cost infinity because government has infinity money to give people. Same with college. Like, oh, they give infinity loans for people to go to college. I guess we can make the tuition $1 billion now because everyone will be able to afford it.
They don't have to become, they don't have to be cost effective. They can just charge anything because the government will pay anything. That's why healthcare is so expensive, because the government has altered the prices artificially. It's a bidding war. If you start bidding higher, the people with lower bidding powers won't be able to buy it. But the government's bidding power is infinite because they steal the bidding power from everybody else.
We can put blame on the system for not distributing the elite's funds. Pay money to...
They're doing that.
Why do you have the right to do that? Why do you think once someone's, like, money goes above a certain threshold, it's fine to steal for them, from them?
No, don't violate my rights.
So many people have that mentality. Oh, billionaires are so... They have it so good anyways. It won't hurt to take a few $1 million from them. What right... Because you said so? Because you think you need it more?
First off, why do you think I want to maintain schools? Schools can go to hell. They can get bombed.
Yeah, abolish schools.
Secondly,
get rid of public schooling.
Why should I pay for the roads of other people? They might as well live in Mexico. I don't care. I would rather pay for the roads that I use. Because that works a lot better.
And you clearly have no standard of ethics. It's just a relative system based on whatever you think is the most important. You get to allocate funds to do it. And for some reason, you're going to be able to do it better than everyone else that's ever tried to do that in the history of this entire planet. Because you're just that smart.
That's a very individualistic way of looking at it. No, I don't like schools because they are destroying everybody's kids equally. And... I want to fix the roads. I would rather the money go to fix the roads that most people use. Because that's better than fixing roads that nobody uses. That's more effective, right? And also, what billionaires are we talking about? Are we talking about a guy who's made a lot of money? By the way, talking liquid here.
I am just that smart, actually. Thank you for noticing. But it has been done and it worked in the past. Give me one example. Where?
But what billionaires are we talking about? Because I have no problem with taking money from people who got that rich by lobbying, who get their, you know, government grants. I don't care about you taking money from George Soros. That should be done, actually. He should get shot in the head and his assets should be liquidated.
I've been to over 20 public schools, all terrible. The best was a private Christian high school. Based. UK
the reason billionaires don't care
after
or benefit anyone.
World War II implemented by Clement Attlee. How do I verify?
Okay, how
did
that benefit the UK? How did that benefit the UK? Go, like, lead us through it, please. By the way, weren't for the state, the UK probably wouldn't have involved itself in the Second World War. So we're starting a bit late here.
Have you ever taken an IQ test, Soph? I'm curious if you know your IQ. I think I'm like 120 something.
Yeah.
To be honest.
We both took like 3 in a row. We both.
I think on Mensa, I'm like 122 or something like that.
Yeah, I think I got the same result. In Mensa. Mensa 1 gave lower scores than the other ones.
Yeah, because I think it's legit.
Yeah, I think it's better.
Yeah. But I think I have a lower IQ than both my parents. So if you're still doing Toons Days, not anymore, but I should get back to that. It benefited the country by providing jobs by both figuratively and literally healing the nation by uniting the country. How do they provide
jobs? What jobs?
Yeah. Good question.
Because if I take a bunch of people's money and I create the job of do squats in front of me, that's an artificial job. Mm-hmm. It might not be productive.
Railways and NHS. Okay, so public works stuff.
Okay. Where did they decide to build these railways? Also, National Health Service, that's your example of it working. They are currently providing free sex changes to teenagers. Are you smoking crack cocaine?
Oh, man.
Toonsdays will return once I get my FL Studio set up once more. Mm. Doesn't work right now because of Thatcherism, because of the market liberalization. Yeah, because when the market is not even to say that's right, but when the market is not regulated, useless things that are not effective business-wise, they get exposed. This happens to currency and it happens to businesses and jobs that are not productive and are good for nothing. Their wages drop. It's due to the road to privatization. It's due to Blairism and Thatcherism that it's failing. How is that? You can tell me that too. How is it failing? Because free sex change doesn't sound like private market, like the free market. Because nothing's free.
Yeah, who's gonna... Really? No. This chat is going around in circles now, yeah. Point of a health service should not be to generate a profit. The point of a health service should be to help people. Yeah, that's how you end up with free sex changes, because they think that's their idea of helping people. That's what.
Thank you for the motherhood statement.
Oh my gosh, man.
Yeah, health services should help people. Oh, really? I thought they were supposed to stab people in the eye and make money for nothing. They only get money if they're good at helping people. That's how it works. If they don't help people, they don't get money. But if they get money anyway, why would they help people? They have no incentive to do that.
Why would they? Every single freaking health institution now thinks that, you know, mental illnesses are actually not mental illnesses, and being gay is cool, and being trans is cool, and oh, man. Who are you? And YouTubers like Keem and Pyro? What? Are you smoking crack? You sound like a crack smoker. Former classmates? You sound like a creep.
Okay, this is the claim here that if you free the market, you get less jobs? Is that your claim?
Under a privatized health system, the health service would be more accountable to a shareholder than a blue-collar workplace injury guy. Yeah, except that's not what happens at all in practice. Why would they be accountable to a blue-collar workplace injury guy if that guy is going to be forced to pay them whether they actually help him or not?
under a nationalized health system, they are accountable to no one. And that's how you get
because they get money either way, whether they help the people they're accountable to or not. Because if people don't pay them, they get shot in the head.
Like, oh yeah, but the big one gets like the prices go all the way up. Like, okay, why don't you just go to the competition? Is there
under a nationalized health system, they're accountable to the government and thus accountable to the democratic process. Who is the government accountable to? Who does the government report to? Who keeps an eye on the government? Nobody, because they have
Trump just won 4 years ago. Are the borders closed? Do we have walls? Is welfare gone? Is the money not going to Israel? No, it's not. Why would you think that it is?
How? Because we voted democratically for a president who would close the borders and stop sending so much money to
this
Israel.
Is
guess
I've
what?
Noticed.
Didn't happen.
I've noticed it myself happening, like even when I was like at like little smidgens of social liberal, like not liberalism, but like beliefs of left-wing beliefs, even though like the rest I updated, but there's like little tiny things that I didn't update in my mind. You have obviously you've looked into a lot of stuff. You're not an average, you know, Democrat voter, whatever. But you think that democracy would work. You still believe that. The American democratic process is how it is because of democracy.
Yeah, cringe panda. It's very poorly implemented in America. Is it well implemented anywhere? Is anybody getting what they wanted? Has Britain actually left the EU yet? A thing they voted for like 4 years ago? Has that happened?
Oh, democracy doesn't work. Then why did you use that as an example? In the context of a Western democracy, the worst thing that ever happened was democracy. Why did you see how you recurred to democracy as if you were a left winger?
Yeah, like I'm gonna join a Discord server. What the frick is wrong with you?
Because you're presently living in a democracy. Yeah, and everything sucks. What is your point?
Yeah. Fed. Okay.
Central planning is just a lot.
Yeah, you don't do central planning because it's impossible. You literally have to be God to account for that many variables and factors.
It's a lot harder to do.
So you decentralize.
It's literally impossible if you're gonna account for everybody's needs. You know what's way better than doing central planning? If you're the president, do whatever you want, which is what every single one of them does. In a war, you go for central planning. The likelihood that you'd even get in a war goes way down. So you probably shouldn't be... Yeah, central planning is good for war. Yeah, because they are constantly in war. America is still in the Middle East. What for, again?
We both agree everything. We just have total opposite ways to go about... You seem to be, like, on your... Like, can you justify? Because, like, it's obvious... That the government isn't accountable to anyone and therefore won't actually do any of the stuff that it's supposed to do.
How does liberalizing the market make jobs go away? That's something I still haven't got. How does it make jobs go away? Because if it's easier to open companies, then it will be easier for... And if there's no minimum wage, employing people is way easier.
it's a tricky one to get through because it gets circular if you're not careful. I'm fully aware.
I'm trying to stay linear. How does liberalizing the market make jobs go away?
It's a lesser of two evils. Don't endorse evil at all.
Okay, you're telling me the same thing again. Why? How does that happen? Why? Primary and secondary sectors, so you mean industries and
any regular scheduled streams? Pretty much no, but we do stream definitely on Fridays, Saturdays.
Yeah, we try to get the Fridays in always.
Fridays and Sundays. Yeah. What we do. But.
If it's cheaper to produce in India, China, and Africa because of relaxed labor laws. There you go, buddy. It's not about liberalizing the market. It's about labor laws. It's about regulation.
So guess what happened if you relax the labor laws?
There you go.
In your own country. They won't run away to those places anymore.
Like child labor laws, you absolute tard. Yeah, poor Johnny making a buck with his dad by speckling. Wow, I'd kill myself if I was that kid. I would much rather be in school. That's why Mazi wanted to enact.
No, you don't impose legislation on other countries, you tard.
No,
you change the legislation in your own country.
Minimum wage obviously doesn't work. Because
yeah, unfortunately, you can't make legislation for no. Yeah, what you do.
Okay, so you realize that the problem isn't liberalization, it's labor laws in the UK that are not relaxed. That's why the jobs have gone away. This is what happens, okay? Let's make a situation here, a circumstance. Venn diagram, you have two circles. One of them is tough labor laws and then laws forcing businesses to stay in your country, like artificially lowering prices, stuff like that. If you take one side, of course, if you take away the forcing businesses to stay in your country, artificially lowering prices, the businesses are going to go away. That's right. That's why you take away labor laws as well. So you're suggesting that we should have child labor?
Yes! That we should have next to no minimum pay? Yes! Get rid of minimum wage. Get rid of child labor laws. I'm 100% serious.
Because kids would be so much better off if you would let them work instead of going to school.
13-year-olds can run hot dog stands and coffee shops based at
that
right
sounds
now.
Like a world I want to... I'm getting teary-eyed right now of imagining that
oh
world.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Like, I'm going to give money to this kid and he's going to buy a freaking toy, like a car, like a red Ferrari.
I thought I was dealing with libertarians, but it looks like I'm...
That's really gay. Don't talk like that.
Guess what happens when they get exploited? Their parents show up and beat the crap out of them. Like, what do you mean exploited? Like, oh, they get paid only this much. Yeah, it's their choice to work there. They have a choice. They can, like, go to school. Like...
Of course, if they're 5, they wouldn't, because they can't work.
They literally can't, but like once you're like 13, you can do, you know, manual labor stuff. Brickman. Yeah, there's such thing as orphanages, and they don't just disappear if there isn't a government.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to pay my employees $16 an hour to answer basic emails. Exactly.
Yeah, guess what happens when you raise the minimum wage? Do you think
orphans?
Employers...
Oh, I'll tell you something. Every case of the kind of child labor that is terrible, which is like kids breathing in toxic stuff and, you know, heavy metals, they are in state orphanages in communist countries. They're not in Singapore.
The issue with anarcho-capitalism is that there's no moral basis for how the country runs. That's not true. Everything's based around non-aggression principle and doesn't take into account the poor condition of countrymen. Wait, like, I don't think you realize how much a non-aggression principle accounts for.
Okay, back up. You're still talking to the same people. If there were no moral basis, then why would property be valued? Yeah. This is a problem with libertarians, too. If you don't believe in God, there's no sense to property defending.
Yeah.
So the only way property could be defended is if you believe in God and morality.
It has much stronger ethics than any sort of state thing because, you know, states have absolutely no recognition of people's property rights at all. It's all relative to what the state wants. Your rights are completely relative to whatever the state's aiming for and whatever they define you should have. Whereas in anarcho-capitalism, whatever gay term you want to use, it's absolute. You don't get to violate people just because you want to, just because you think it's your idea of what's beneficial.
Doesn't take into account the poor condition of countrymen.
Okay, I was just about to say something about minimum wage. If you establish a minimum wage or raise it to $15 or whatever, you know, business people don't just start magically paying their employees who they used to pay $10 an hour, $15 an hour. They fire them because their work simply isn't worth $15 an hour. They'll just go, like, invest in some robot or something to do it. Or, you know, like, whatever. They're not gonna start paying that. So, if you don't have a minimum wage, people whose skills aren't worth $15 an hour can actually have a job. Otherwise, they just stay unemployed. Because whatever they do is not worth $15 an hour.
Libertarianism without God is ridiculous. Anarcho-capitalism is ridiculous because you need hierarchy.
Mm-hmm.
This is the thing. No, the state can't force me to stop selling heroin to kids.
We don't believe in the abolishment of hierarchy.
Neither do they, but they're retarded. Well, at least the term is retarded. Yeah. Anyway. There is no opioid crisis.
Being paid £5, euros, whatever a week is better than being paid nothing. Right?
If you're a heroin dealer, the police of the community, which, by the way, gets to decide who goes in or out in their own community and not, you know, some politicians 1,000 miles away, they decide who gets into their community. If they're in Arizona, they can decide if people go in or out, and they can make the rule that if you are selling heroin, you're out of here. Or even worse, you get shot in the head if we catch you. It doesn't mean no rules, it just means you're open to make better rules, and the people with the best rules will win out. And they get to expand, because the people without rules, the anarchists, they die off. And the Chinese slave laborists, they're going to eventually start laborers. They're going to eventually start depending on the labor of 5-year-olds, and that doesn't work out very well.
People pushing high minimum wage want AI and Mexicans doing the low paying jobs. Yeah. Guess what happens when you raise the minimum wage? We get AI development and we get illegal immigrants.
Fail to
doing
realize
those
the majority
jobs.
Of the population are incapable of anything. That is very. What's the word? Patronizing? Condescending? Dude.
The eradication of a state doesn't mean the eradication of law and order. It means you have more morally rigorous law and order because the societies that do whatever they want die. They have no artificial institution subsidizing them and their immorality.
In anarchy, hierarchies always rise up in the form of militias. Wow, and that sounds so bad. A bunch of people defending their own communities, and then they bend together to form, like, a pseudo-nation. Not really a nation. It's a nation, because they have the same ethnicity, if they're going to be effective. Obviously. But,
okay.
While they band together,
I don't want AI and
together,
Mexicans doing low-paid jobs. I actually think there should be protection of certain jobs from automation. All right, so here's the plan. We are going to raise the minimum wage, and then we're gonna make sure that only people from this country can do those jobs. Guess what happens? The businesses leave. You force them to do that with stupid regulations like that.
The majority of the population is capable of doing stupid labor. Do you think women should be pastors,
priests? No. I went to my grandmother's, like, Protestant church, and it was a woman priest, and I felt like it was my mom nagging me. So, no. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, Kujun. I thought you were saying militias is a bad thing, because I usually hear that as a bad thing. It's great. The businesses don't leave if you nationalize them first. Oh, yay. Then it's incredibly not effective and extremely pricey.
Oh, yeah. I guess the Soviet Union was super effective and efficient at making food and industry, and everyone had a bunch of money.
You can have law and order.
Oh, my gosh.
You just get to decide
it locally. And we're back to the start.
Okay. As I said, the two circles of the diagram, you get labor laws that are intense and nationalization policies that force the businesses to stay. If you take nationalization away and you let the businesses go away, then you have to take the labor laws away too. Because keeping the two there just makes it incredibly ineffective. And yeah, you have jobs, great, wow. It's just retarded, and your population is gonna do the opposite of thrive. They're gonna decay. Because you are training them and you are making them work in something that doesn't actually produce anything. In the absence of power, there is a vacuum that always places new authority in control. This would mean that communities would have defense companies or just defense mechanisms of militias, and the most effective ones would just be working that for many communities. That is what a nation is supposed to be. There's always some kind of government, even in a small group.
Yeah, we're cool with government. Just voluntary government. Not a state, which imposes itself.
On innocence.
Like, by the way, we are not anarchists. We are not advocating for the abolishment of hierarchy. We are Christians. We believe in hierarchy. But
no, you described the hierarchy.
Should be voluntary. Because guess what God doesn't do? He doesn't violate your free will.
That's crazy, man. Jesus died knowing all of you would be J-O-ing to hentai right now. And he still did it. That's crazy. Jesus died knowing you would do all the things you did. Still died. It's pretty crazy.
Should we wrap it up soon? For like
sure.
An hour and a half, so.
Free will is not violated by you just giving up a small portion of your wealth.
Yes, it is, because you are forcing these billionaires to give up their money for their people, because the implication is that they're not already doing that.
You don't get it both ways. You don't get to claim charity and then force people to do what you want.
Just think of it like mandatory charity. Yeah, except charity is based on voluntary giving.
Just think of consensual rape. Same thing.
It's just... Just think of it like surprise sex. No! Oh, man.
If it was charity, I would get to decide. Yeah, think of it as mandatory charity. First off, it's not charity. You're forcing people to. It's the opposite of charity. And I don't get to decide where it goes, so it can go towards things that do me no favors, that completely do injustice to me. That give me nothing in return. You already have mandatory charity. It's called taxes.
It's called taxes. Yeah, and taxes go to so much garbage you wouldn't even freaking believe it. Because guess what? They don't have to make a profit. That's exactly why it's so inefficient.
They don't care. One problem that comes when church becomes
funding garbage climate change science just so they have an excuse to raise taxes even more.
It's very entertaining. Tax can help people in a ways. Yeah, the people collecting them.
Once they have them, what like What reason do they have to use them for useful things?
Taking care of the community.
They just shoot you in the head if you complain.
Should be the church's job, and government should support it. The reason why government should support it is because the church is like, here's help. You don't really have to do anything in return. You have to give us anything. You can just do whatever. Just think of it like mandatory to help you.
Yeah, you still have not addressed the consensual rape. Come on, man. Like, you have not ethically justified violating people's rights for whatever greater good.
What about tithe? The priest doesn't knock on my door with a gun.
Yeah, you give it voluntarily because you voluntarily chose to follow God, but you can always just say, no, I'm an atheist.
It's not kidnapping, it's surprise adoption!
Oh my gosh.
I believe we do need to reform our tax money goes. I do. Yeah, there's no way. What mechanism are you going to use to decide where that goes efficiently?
Yeah, how are you going to reform it, and why do you think it's off track in the first place? How does that happen? That tax money starts going to useless stuff.
Because
there's no incentive for it to go to useful stuff.
It makes no profit, therefore there is no incentive. You don't know how to apply it efficiently. Let's say you get 5 companies. We're going to defend the borders. They all say the same thing. How are you going to decide which one is the best at doing it? Atheists aren't inherently evil, but they are lost. They're atheists only theoretically. The real atheists kill themselves.
Yeah. Because of mismanagement. Okay,
the incentive is for it to be useful, though.
How?
To whom? How do you verify that?
The only possible argument is that they could, that the person gets elected again. But it's a democracy anyways. And, like, you're limited to a certain amount of choices that they choose anyways. What type of government to advocate for?
Which
anything
people,
that's
how?
Voluntary. Anything that I can say I want to be a part of, and at any time say I'm opting out. I don't want to be a part of this anymore.
To the people. Okay. Whom?
What incentive?
And how?
What incentive do they have
how
to serve
the
people?
How do you verify if it's useful?
What incentive do they have to serve the people? They have none because they get the money anyways. What happens if you don't pay your taxes? The IRS says, okay, yeah, that's fine. Because we weren't useful this year, so you don't have to pay your taxes.
Okay, law-abiding citizens, you're telling me that things should be good for people who are cool? That's a motherhood statement that makes that has no point. There is no incentive for it to be useful because there is no way to verify it, let's say.
If they
healthcare,
don't help the people, they get killed theoretically. They get killed theoretically. Yeah, yeah, okay. If the government doesn't do what the people ask for, that's the whole Second Amendment thing. You can just go and kill them.
I don't see dead people.
Except that we don't have guns anymore because they regulated them out of our hands. They have all the military power. I don't see any dead politicians. The wall isn't built. We're still sending money to Israel. I don't see a single dead politician anywhere.
I don't see them. Sixth sense. Well, I guess you just blew my butthole apart. Yeah, I'll learn how to apply taxes by taking DMT and talking to the angels. There is no incentive for it to be useful because there is no way to verify it. Because you can have a lot of people burdening the healthcare system. For example, junkies, people with AIDS, black people who shoot each other for no reason. But let's take away the black people. Let's go with junkies and gays. Gonna kill him?
Taxes pay for a police force that poor people couldn't afford if it was privatized. That's not moral. Okay, first of all, why is a police force obligated to protect people who haven't paid them?
Junkies need to be helped. Do you believe that they should be left? No. I mean, like, if you're gonna help the people, how are you gonna do it? What about the people who... A lot of people don't think they should. They deserve help. How are you gonna help them? Who makes these decisions? Why is the police force obligated to help people?
Okay,
so you don't get the question.
Yeah, like, like you're compelling. How would I even?
Here,
they have to show up right now. Yeah.
You're telling me a police force is obligated to help the people? They don't. Often. You're from the UK, right?
It's not my jurisdiction. It's not my jurisdiction. Officer Fuddlegums.
They cover gang rapes up right now.
Oh yeah, they put you in prison if you complain about your daughter getting raped by Muslims.
Oh, you're gonna wave that away with, well, it was the Tories. Why could the Tories do that? Did they do that? Even if they did, how could they? Unless they run the police. And again, why did you let them?
If it becomes that somehow, even privatized, the police force is way too, even over time, it's way too expensive for poor people to afford, wouldn't there be a market for, like, cheap weaponry or something like that that poor people could afford? That they band together in their community and all have this, you know, like, cheap weaponry and defend themselves? Like, if there's a demand for it, somebody's gonna fill it.
Yeah, here, wasn't just Tories, Blairites too. Yeah, you blame Tories and Blairites often. Why do you want to keep the mechanism that they constantly abuse still there? That's still open to their misuse and mismanagement. If you keep that mechanism available to those sappers, to those, you know, leeches, they're gonna keep going and getting that power and mismanaging it.
Okay, what happened? How long did Hitler have power? Very briefly. Even if you put some based, like, party in control of the government, it's not gonna ever last because states always tend towards empowering themselves rather than the people. Because they have no... Like, a business has to be useful to someone, because if their product sucks, nobody's gonna buy it, and then they go out of business. There's no such mechanism for government.
Like, you're...
By necessity.
First off, you recognize that the state's mechanism can be usurped by people who are gonna mismanage it. Then why do you wanna keep the state's mechanism in control of everybody? And also, if the police force was private, if gun producers, gun industries were private, they wanna enhance their base of clients as much as they can, would they not start manufacturing cheaper guns? They already do that, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And selling them, since there's no,
like,
regulation.
Guns are already not that expensive. You can get handguns
smaller
for
guns.
What, a few hundred dollars? It's just gonna get more and more cost effective over time. And you don't even, like, you know, there's guns, but freaking going melee, whatever, in a taser.
Consumerism and post-industrial society are the real problem, not a state. The only reason consumerism and post-industrial society can get the way that they are is because that there are no checks and balances. They're unaccountable. Guess why? Because they can run on infinite free money. Consumerism is a product of free marketism? No. Start with that. No. Because it's not cost effective. And that's what the free market is posed to do. Consumerism is only possible when you have money with no accountability. Then you generate consumerism. Because if you waste your money, there's not a free supply of money. You become broke, or you become fat and you die, and you can't afford you know, a health service to keep your fat Boogie 2988 body alive. Consumerism is what happens when business ventures takes precedent over national issue. Actually, those are two different things. They're both bad, but they're two different things. Consumerism is people, the Fight Club thing. People buying things they don't need, etc.
Mm-hmm.
You can only do that if things are so skewed that you can get away with doing that.
Yeah. Keynesian, because if you're held black, accountable Jewish and responsible magic
to, yeah,
economy.
If you're held accountable and responsible for everything you put your energy into, you don't get away with it.
Yes, literally just print more money, duh. That is literally what they do to make that exist. What's that sponsor called? They had some cool stuff. Elemental knives. Let's see here. Those CSGO knives. I can't wait to castrate John Podesta with one of those. Alright, we should wrap it up. This is getting nowhere. I hope you realize you're being retarded, though. Because it's kind of blaringly obvious.
Let me just read this last one. You can only do that in a way where businesses have conspired to make a system in which it happens. Are they forcing people to buy things? Oh yeah, that's called the government. Retard. Yeah, let's wrap this up. Have a good night, folks. This is funny.
Get pregnant, impregnate, and never stop having children.